prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is 9 August 2021. Welcome to tonight's program. We're going to bring up a guest I've had on over the years. I wouldn't begin to count the times. We're back in the 90s. This, our guest tonight, and I have been together doing a lot of things, meeting together in some different functions, and just sharing airtime a lot. But before we go to our guest tonight, make mention a couple things. We're going to have Bible study again this weekend, which is out of, as you know, is out of rotation a little bit. We usually have Bible studies on first and third Saturdays, but I won't be here the third Saturday or the fourth Saturday. So we're going to have it the first and second Saturday. This coming week, we're going to be having Bible study at 10:30 a.m. Eastern. As always, the first 45 minutes is prayer requests and praise reports. Then I'm going to do it, instead of doing current events, I'm going to do a teaching myself. I think a very important teaching. And then we're going to have Pastor Alter Pulaski join us at 1 o'clock to share his information on what's going on with his still pending arrest if he goes back to Canada. And we'll just, with his story will be told, and you'll get hear all the details with this on this coming Saturday. Now you can watch us if you like on live stream. If you have a computer, go to PastorButch.com. Find live stream at 10:30 a.m. Eastern. Click on that, and there will be. If you look at my face, and you'll be all right for a while. We'll just share a lot of things with you, have some fun together. I hope you'll join us. Now, if you don't have a computer, you can join us by phone. And I hope you will. At 339-209-5013. That's 339-209-5013. And folks, I hope you'll come and be with us this coming Saturday, because I want you to meet Pastor Pulaski via Skype and let him share his story with you. Please do that. And, of course, we are offering the T-shirts now. You saw them on, if you look on our website, PastorBush.com, you'll see the ad on there for some very nice-looking T-shirts. At the top of the T-shirt says, No Fear, the picture of a lion standing amongst a flock of sheep. The sheep are wearing masks, the lion is not. The scripture below, it says, 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7, For God has not given us a spirit of fear. Powerful T-shirt, says a lot without you saying a word. And believe me, folks, people do look at it. I wore mine yesterday down a little downtown called Beckley, West Virginia, to get some clothes to wear myself. And by golly, people looked at it, and they looked at it and kind of looked at it two or three times. Didn't say anything. But they know what it meant. It's available, folks, delivered to your door for $21.95, sizes small to XXL. So call if you want them at 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4403. 4448. Use a credit card, debit card, or just write a check, whatever you want to do. And we're giving away, still have a few tickets left of the 100 tickets with upcoming revival we're going to hold in the last week of this month in St. Charles, Missouri. I hope you'll come and join us. It starts on 26th and goes through 28th. And I could go through a list of speakers. I'm not going to take a lot of time tonight. We have a great list of speakers. Unfortunately, I'm one of them. But nonetheless, if you can handle that part of it, you'll be all right. They got some great preachers going to be there, marvelous preachers. And they got some other speakers that you might want to meet, like Mike Lindale is going to be there, Dr. Pam Popper, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, Dr. Carrie Madej is going to be there. A bunch of good speakers going to be there for a revival meeting. I hope you'll join us, folks. It's going to be in St. Charles, Missouri. You can go to the website, you sure can, Bards, BARDSFM.com. BardsFM.com, and find out all about it. And we have some tickets left. We had 100 given to us. They're going pretty quickly, folks. So if you want to come and join us for free, you just let us know. You call the same number, 800-777-4403. Give Lisa your name and address and how many tickets you want. I don't care if it's 1 or 10. We want you to come and join us if you can. They'll be from the 26th to the 28th in St. Charles, Missouri. Do come and join us. Now, this will be streamed live. You can watch it live on computer by going to our website again, PastorBush.com. You'll see it on there. Phil Hudock, our producer, will be putting it out, and you'll be able to find it right on the homepage if you want to watch this live, the whole event live, starting at 10 o'clock Central Time on Thursday, going to 10 o'clock at night, again on Friday, and on Saturday we close it out. So you can join us if you want in person, hope you will, or watch online. It's totally up to you. And I offer one more time, the rest of this month, I'll be done with this. I want you to get it if you will. The four-hour teaching that I completed, entitled America, Why Will Ye Die? That was one of the most heartfelt sermons the Lord ever gave me to give, or teachings ever that I ever gave. And it's taking Scripture verse by verse and current events and tying them together. My friends, we're not living something that's a mystery. We're living prophecy. And America, Why Will Ye Die? Will explain to you a lot of things that's happening, why it's happening, and what the future is going to be according to Scripture. America, Why Will Ye Die? 4 hours, DVD or CD for $12.50. Just let us know what you want, okay? We don't get to. We truly do. Now, our guest tonight, as I said before, is someone that I've known now for at least 20-some years. And he and I did radio back in the 90s. And we met some different places. It was an honor to meet this man in person more than once. And his son now has taken over the reins of the organization that Larry once was with for many years. We're going to talk to Larry Pratt about Gun Owners of America. And we're going to cover some... Now listen, folks, this is important. We're going to cover some issues that pertain to the Second Amendment and what's being done in nations where they don't have that and where guns have been confiscated. Then we're going to let Larry talk about some cases that GOA has won in court. They helped defend us in court, that's you and I, at their expense, all done with donations. So anyway, Larry Pratt, are you there?
Sure am. Good to be with you.
You too, my friend. You too. I always enjoyed your company. I always enjoyed being around you. And I've always been honored to know you, Larry. You've been a warrior for many, many years.
Well, I know that you've been... in that pulpit for at least that many years, and I think that's been probably doing more good in some ways than I could ever even hope to. But anyway, it's a good combo because the two go together, the Bible and guns, as one can find. I think it's still on the Gun Owners of America website, gunowners.org, that the whole idea of gun ownership is firmly rooted in the Scripture.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Of course, they didn't have guns at the time the Scripture was being written, but they sure had self-defense.
They had arms.
That's right.
They did. And folks, if you just take time to read Numbers chapter 1, that's called the war book in the Bible, you'll find where God gave a commandment to every male Israelite to be armed from a certain age on up to defend their families, their tribes, or states, if you will, and their nation. It was no right. He didn't say, I'll give you a right to do it. He said, I command you to do this. Understand, folks, there's a big difference. Nehemiah chapter 4, read how they rebuilt the city by arming themselves. Luke 22:36, Christ said, buy a sword. If you don't have one, sell your coat and buy a sword. That's how vital keeping and bearing arms is according to the Gospels of Jesus Christ. Go ahead, Larry.
There were colonies and subsequently states in the early Republican period of the United States that had laws on the books requiring people to not only to own, but to carry firearms. So
yes.
I remember specifically in Virginia, if you were to be about, and you were found to be without a gun, you could be fined.
Boy, has that been a flip-flop in Virginia? But, folks, this is I don't want to get into this tonight, but I just want to tell you right now, and I'm saying this with all my heart. I understand what the founders put together in the Second Amendment, but I want to tell you what. It goes much more than a God-given right. It's a God-given duty.
Amen.
To defend yourself and family. And when we don't fulfill our duty, we lose what we call rights or blessings. Because God, why does God want to bless us? We don't even obey Him in the most simple, in the simplest things. But Larry, I want to get in some gun issues. Then I want to get into the fact that the GOA is out there fighting for us every day. And some of the victories that they've accomplished, it's been phenomenal. And I'm so thankful. I know I haven't been able to do a lot for the GOA, but I have tried to support them for years with a little bit of money and also, of course, on this broadcast, because I believe in what you're doing. I truly do. And GOA has been an uncompromising Second Amendment defender, let's face it, I hate to say this, but other ones we can name, like National Rifle Association, has waned to and fro somewhat on that. That's why I don't support them any longer, folks. GOA has not backed up one inch and will not back up one inch.
But, well, it's been something that really, I think, has made a difference in the whole dialogue, because when we began getting involved with cases in court and we took this no compromise position, there were an awful lot of gun owners that had been just kind of used to going along to get along and maybe give up some ground here or there, because it would almost be embarrassing to fight too hard, because that was the prevailing liberal orthodoxy, and it had a lot of folks cowed. But over time, that I think has pretty well been replaced with what do you mean you're here to regulate, that you're here to infringe on the right to keep and bear arms? You can't do that. That's unconstitutional. So the dialogue has shifted in our direction, and I think that makes a huge difference, because if we're using their words, then it's much more difficult, if even possible, to win. But now they're having to use increasingly our words. And, of course, it kind of puts them in a bad mood.
Well, you know, I love giving the devil a kick in the butt. I don't care if they have to do it through your servants. I still love giving the devil a kick in the butt. Doesn't bother me
at all. That's right.
I feel no remorse at all on that.
And it helps a lot of law-abiding to have done that, because it means he's got to spend time figuring out how to keep that from happening again. And in some ways, we've kept it from happening again at all. So it's but it's been a long, steady process, and it's not something for somebody with lack of patience.
No.
It's tried our patience a lot. But looking back over the last 20, 30 years or so, I'd say, you know, it really has been shifting our way. We have a long, long way to go, but I am so much more at peace being where we are now than where we were when some 40-odd years ago we began with Gun Owners of America. There was just a completely different mindset that gun owners had and politicians had. So we've really managed to shift things in our way. We haven't by any means won the game. We haven't restored the Second Amendment to its full power, but at least we are now on the right path, and that sure beats going the other way.
Amen. Well, 20-some states now, like West Virginia, now have a constitutional carry. Don't need a permit. No matter how you carry, concealed or unconcealed. And to me, that was a big victory in a lot of places. And, you know, West Virginia did this about 2 years ago. And the crime rates actually dropped here. Isn't that amazing? I mean, we had liberals crying out, oh, it's going to be shooting every day. And they were still shootings every day. But it's, the crime rate itself, as far as burglary and stuff, went down. And taking away a moral individual's means to defend himself doesn't stop the criminal from doing the same, from robbing and killing. So, folks, let's get real here, okay? You know, I have a picture in front of me, Larry. It says, Dear Government, after a 47-year war on drugs, you can't keep drugs off the streets. You can't keep drugs out of the schools. You can't even keep drugs out of the federal prisons. Yet, you want me to disarm myself and trust that you can keep guns from criminals?
Well put. Of course, we can look at the jurisdictions where they've made that very effort. The District of Columbia had a complete ban on firearms until, happily, that was finally overturned. Chicago, the same. And all they got for their effort legislatively was an increase in crime, as you were pointing
Absolutely.
Out. The more
Absolutely.
The criminal knows that there's nobody who can effectively resist him, unless he sees a cop in a uniform, then he kind of gets the message that way. But otherwise, the criminals in D.C. and in Chicago were just so grateful to the legislators for having made their jobs so much safer and easier.
And profitable.
Yeah, very profitable indeed. Well, that's changed a great deal. And now you can even, I know people in Virginia that have a concealed carry permit for the District of Columbia, where they unhappily have to be every once in a while. Yeah, they can carry. And that makes just a huge game-shifting difference in the way the crime curves have been heading. It has really put a hurt on the criminal class.
You know, it's a shame to say this about the capital of your country, but it's probably my least favorite city that I've ever been in. Now, others are close to it, New York, Chicago, but D.C. absolutely is a cesspool. And and you can sense it in your spirit when you get inside the city. It absolutely is a cesspool.
Actually, approaching the city, which I used to have to go into fairly often, there were many times when I could feel kind of a spiritual oppression.
Absolutely.
As I approached the city. There's no question that the spiritual war that we read about in among other places in Romans is a real thing. You may not see it with your physical eyes, but you can feel it with your spiritual senses.
Absolutely. You can. But this article here I want to cover real quickly, because I know this concerns you also. We know we've lost Remington Firearms, Winchester Firearms, two of the number one names in firearms in this country since the beginning, are out of business now. We know that. They went out of business. The harassment and everything else went out of business. Well, Mexico is now suing U.S. gun makers, arguing that millions of American guns have illegally flowed across the border and fueled homicide rates. Well, this will turn the other direction, my friends. They put a lot of illegal people across our border and fueled an awful lot of criminal crimes also. But anyway, back to the article. Mexico sued several U.S. gun-based companies Wednesday, arguing that their business's practice led to illicit gun flowing over the border from the U.S. into Mexico, which in turn led to increased homicide rates. The lawsuit, which the government of Mexico filed in a federal court in Massachusetts, accused the companies of actively facilitating the unlawful trafficking of their guns to drug cartels and other criminals in Mexico. Now, I want to read that again. They accused the companies, folks, of actively facilitating the unlawful trafficking of their guns to drug cartels and other criminals in Mexico. So what they're saying is companies like they're suing Smith & Wesson, Beretta, Century Arms, Colt, Glock, Ruger, and Barrett, all gun makers, as well as a wholesaler in Boston called the Interstate Arms. The company did not respond to an insider request for comment or could not be reached. The U.S. government, which Mexico has long criticized for its lax gun control laws, was targeted by the lawsuit. Now listen, folks. What they're saying is these companies are purposely facilitating the unlawful trafficking of their guns across the border. They're saying Smith & Wesson and arms, all Century Arms and Colt, are actually perhaps paying the people to sneak guns across. That's basically what you're accusing them of, is it not, Larry?
It is, and the hypocrisy, among other ways we could describe what the Mexican government is saying, is really incredible. Because what was it, 10, 15 years ago, there was this little program that the federal government in the United States had called Fast and Furious.
Oh, yeah.
And the government had a program to run guns into Mexico to up the murder rate. And then when U.S. Sourced guns were found at the scene of the crime, oh, it's all the fault of the United States. We need more gun control in the United States. Well, that fell apart when it became obvious that our government was the source of so many of those guns going across the border. Mexican government never said a word, and my guess is that they didn't want to go after the U.S. government because it was kind of like professional courtesy. You know, I'm a crook, you're a crook, so I'm not going to say anything about it.
Well, you know, that's they have no standing in our country about guns, period. We don't answer to Mexico, and they have no standing in our country in courts. As far as I know, it's an international court. I don't care what it is. Our rights, and I hate to use the word right, but I will, our rights are not based on what Mexico thinks of us.
That is correct. That is absolutely correct. So they can say all they want, but the only concern that I would have right now is that the Biden administration might well decide to give a curtsy in their direction and let them have their way for a while. So that's our main danger, is our own government right now, as it is in so many other ways. The Biden administration is a really bad bunch of folks, and well, just the idea that they would, for instance, put up this horrible guy by the name of David Chipman, an ATF agent that was present at the Weaver family massacre, the massacre of the Weaver family, I should say, he was also present at the Waco attack on the religious. They were oddballs, let's say that, but they weren't hurting anybody, and they got attacked with tanks by the federal government. That was David Chipman, the guy who now the Biden administration thinks ought to head up the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives. Really? That's what they think is the way to do law enforcement? A guy that would have made some of the Nazis or some of the Soviets look approvingly at his methods? Really? This guy's a monster, and hopefully he's going to be finding himself in some trouble, because he, in the past, when it was not a real great note at the moment, he made some pretty tough racist-type comments that are now coming back to bite him, and that may be the reason that he doesn't get himself confirmed by the Congress.
Well, you know, it shouldn't surprise us when Biden selected Rachel Levine as assistant health secretary, and it's a perverted man. Oh, what an ugly thing to look at. I mean,
yep.
I mean,
well,
that shouldn't surprise us. I mean, the man's just so corrupt he would do that. What does it mean about people keeping bearing arms? I mean, what is he? He's so corrupt he could do this and not blink an eye. He doesn't care about us or the Constitution or anything else. He doesn't care. It's all about taking power for the people.
Nobody asked Biden or any of his representatives, well, you don't think the American people ought to have guns, eh? Because he has made such proposals.
That's
what's really before the Congress. So does that mean that when this becomes law, that that's going to include the Secret Service that protects your sorry skin? They're going to be disarmed too? And I think until they're willing to say, no, we don't think they should have guns either, then we ought to just say, you guys are hypocrites, you guys are tyrants, you guys ought to be fired, and we're going to do what we can in the next election to see that that can be done.
Well, we can name nation after nation who've been disarmed and what happened to the citizens. We can name dozens of them if it took time to do it. I mean, we can begin with Germany and go on from there, a lot more of them. But this one I want to discuss very quickly. It's been about, 12, 15 years ago that Australia was disarmed. Has that been what it was, Larry, roughly 12 years ago probably?
Probably, at least, yeah. Yeah,
yeah. I mean, you remember seeing, as well as I do, dump truck loads of firearms being destroyed and you know, smashed up and pulverized.
Mountains of them.
Mountains of them, yeah, exactly.
They took them to shredders, and they were put into these enormous jawed shredding machines and just ground up.
I mean, beautiful guns. I mean, I saw some pictures. I would love to have some of those guns. But anyway, they took Australia's guns, and folks, right now in Australia, that you're not going to see this on ABC, CBS, NBC, none of them. Look at it online. Australia is enforcing the COVID lockdown, folks, with soldiers going door to door and helicopters flying overhead. They can't even be, they're not allowed to meet, and it's hard even to find if you can't go to the market food. These are all lockdowns now. And we can name other countries, but I'm talking about Australia now. Australia was disarmed 12 years ago, over a decade ago. And now they're taken down because the government knows they're going to have a hard time defending what's left of their rights. And they never had a Second Amendment. They never had what we had. They were not blessed with us. As a matter of fact, Australia started out as a prison island, I guess you could say.
It was a British penal colony.
Penal colony, yes. That's where it started out. So they never had what we had. But they were forced to be able to own guns and weapons of self-defense. And now they're taken. And now the government and the military is taken over, literally in the streets. Helicopters fly over your head, telling you to go back to your home. Folks, this is in Australia. It's coming to us real soon if we're not careful. Go ahead, Larry.
Well, I think that's the warning that we're seeing. It's happened in England. It's happened all across Western Europe. The interesting thing is that in Eastern Europe, where they had such horrible recent experiences with disarmament and tyranny under communist governments, that you've got governments like Hungary and the Czech Republic that are saying, we're going to have a full-bodied Second Amendment-type measure in our Constitution, and they either have done that or they are on the way to doing that. They know what happens when you can't say no to a tyrant.
And, that's right.
They're actually using the language of, we want a Second Amendment provision in our Constitution, in our country. So isn't it something that people that aren't Americans seem to appreciate America more than Americans?
Well, that's because we're spoiled. Folks, hang on through the break, okay? Back to the break. A lot more to talk about in your phone calls.
Satan's army's come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here to tell you about our newest sponsor, a store food company that truly surpasses all the others for quality and flavor. Numana Strobel Foods, the only strobel food manufacturer that has all their foods grown in the USA. They are GMO-free, have no artificial sweeteners, no high fructose corn syrup, no MSGs, no chemical preservatives, and no soy. They are simply the best strobel foods available for all the right reasons. Go to Numana.com or call 888-597-0775 and mention code Pastor Butch and get 10% off your merchandise. Again, Numana.com or call 888-597-0775. Mention code Pastor Butch for a 10% discount.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. With organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wild-crafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war. Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill.
And folks, I know you all have heard about the Great Reset. Well, I want you to know that this is part of the Great Reset. The economic reset, they brought down the world economy with a hyped up virus that they haven't even found yet. They haven't even found the virus itself, but they're going to give you shots to prevent it, knowing what even what it is. They're working on booster shots, and now Biden says that as soon as the FDA approves this vaccination, there's going to be hundreds of mandates put out that people will have to be vaccinated. So we're going to make a decision pretty soon, my friends. And I don't like to say this, but I got to say it. Will we use what's been given to us to defend ourselves and our family's health, or we cave in and surrender like most people, a lot of people have already? This next article I want to cover, then I'm going to get to Larry on some different cases the GOA's fought for us. And if you have any questions, comments, folks, you know you can call us at 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. Now listen to what this article says, and I think this should concern all of us. Breaking: order authorizes National Guard quarantines and voluntary commitment for certain healthcare operations. Now this is a fact. There is growing concern among Tennesseans after Governor Bill Lee quietly issued an executive order on Friday giving the state permission to call up the National Guard and State Guard in connection with certain health care and emergency service operations. Tennessee Stands, an influential statewide conservative coalition, said they found some of the governor's orders exceptionally concerning. One section of Executive Order 83 will permit the construction of temporary quarantine and isolation facilities. Telephone assessments for involuntary commitment cases are permitted, executive orders also states. Tennesseans took to social media to express their grave concerns about the governor's response to the China virus. Wow, the guard will be utilized, involuntary commitment, and construction and quarantine and isolation facilities. Thought all of that was just a silly conspiracy theory, one concerned citizen noted. The pieces add up to a very scary picture. People need to wake up, one concerned citizen wrote. I would like to know the specific scenarios and situations that would need to take place in order for these actions to be implemented. They are too often ended and vague, too often open-ended and vague, which leads to open-door interpretation and neglected use, which would not work in our best interest. We need to demand specificity. So, folks, this is something that's been signed, I guess you say, into law, by Governor Bill Lee last Friday, Executive Order 83, which will give the National Guard the ability to set up quarantine centers, commit involuntary commitment for certain health care. And folks, this is not for the sick. If you read on through the rest of this, you'll find out that the people that are going to be quarantined are those who have not been vaccinated. Not necessarily sick, just not vaccinated. Should that concern you?
Well, I don't live in Tennessee. I live in West Virginia.
Yeah,
I live in California.
Oh my, I live there. But anyway, wherever you are, this does concern you. If Tennessee gets by with this, South Carolina's going to do it. North Carolina's going to do it. Eventually other states will do it. Maybe some won't. I'm sure some won't. Hopefully not. But this should concern all of us. Tennessee is not necessarily known to be a very openly liberal state. I hate to use the word liberal, but openly a moral state. But now you have a governor, Lee, that said, hey, we're going to use the National Guard to lock you up, quarantine you, separate you. And by the way, de Blasio, the so-called governor of New York, by the way, a lady may not know this, but de Blasio, real name is Wilhelm, last name. But anyway, he's had three different names. But de Blasio has said he may have separate families because of not being vaxxed. Do you see a pattern here coming, Larry?
We've been subjected, and I have to say, rather effectively, to a propaganda campaign that has us terrified, terrorized by a virus that's more or less the same as the annual flu.
Yes.
The morbidity is about the same. And yet somehow there are so many of us that have it in our head that this is the next thing to the end of civilization itself, and we've just got to do anything at all to try to put a stop to it. Well, the measures that they're proposing are not effective anyway, but they're totally unconstitutional, and they're certainly not medically justified, but they have given us such a propaganda campaign that, I mean, they even flummoxed the President Trump. So let's be honest. They've been pretty successful in putting the con on an awful lot of very good people who have been willing to do terrible things in the name of fighting something in a way that is just totally inappropriate, totally unnecessary. And the only real benefit is not going to be health benefit, but power for government officials.
Well, you and I both know that fear is a great motivator and controller. We know that.
And I'll just do anything. I'll do anything as long as I can avoid that terrible thing.
Absolutely, and I'll take it, and I'll take the mark. As long as let me feed my family, I'll do whatever you say. That's what we're seeing, people. It's leading up to the final scenario, as a teacher did some months ago, from the mask to the mark. Trust me, this is real. I just read something here today by Abraham Kuyper. He was the Prime Minister of the Netherlands from 1837 to 1920. Listen to what Kuyper said, and I thought this was very profound. When principles that run against your deepest convictions begin to win the day, then battle is your calling and peace is your sin. Wow. Wow.
Well, at least I can say, just listening to that, that what we're dealing with now is not the first time in history.
No,
he obviously saw it And at least he had his eyes open and was willing to fight it.
Well, you know, what's really sad is we never learn from history.
No.
I mean, one thing is history has taught us is that we never learn from history. History certainly teaches we're dumber than rocks. We watched this happen to nation after nation. But you see, it couldn't happen to Israel because they said it couldn't. Couldn't happen in Germany. It couldn't happen to Australia. It can't happen to America. How
right.
long, I mean, how many generations have been taken down through blind, and I mean willfully blind ignorance because they don't want to know the truth?
Well, it's a lot easier to go along and to stand against these kinds of measures is obviously risky, and it could be costly. And that's why a lot of us are just going to say, well, I think I'm going to wait to see what happens.
I'll wait somebody else take care of it. I'll let my neighbor do it for me or whatever. I mean, that's what it says. You know, Alexander, I know I'm reading some quotes here, but they fit so well today. Alexander Solzhenitsyn said this: in keeping silent about evil and burying it so deep within us that no sign of it appears on the surface, we are implanting it, and it will rise up a thousandfold in the future. When we neither punish nor reproach evildoers, we are not simply protecting their trivial old age, we are thereby ripping the foundation of justice from beneath new generations.
In the same vein, a British member of Parliament, I guess it was maybe 150 years ago, Edmund Burke said, the only thing that is necessary for evil to triumph is for good men to do nothing.
Edmund Burke.
Wow. That kind of says what's happening now, now that some are fighting it. But we need a lot more to be able to fight it, because the measures available to the state right now are greater than they've ever been in history. And it's going to take an awful lot of people to be willing to stand up and put an end to it. I know this can happen. What was it, maybe 20, 30 years ago, Fernando Marcos was the dictator in the Philippines. And finally, people had it so much that they, like a million people ended up in the central squares in the main streets of downtown Manila. And it was more than the military said, hey, we're not fighting that. Yeah, we could mow them all down. We're not doing that. That's not going to happen. And so they told Marcos, it's not going to happen, pal. And he had just enough time to catch a plane and get out of Dodge.
That is very true. And that's what it's going to take is, folks, if enough of us would stand up and, as you said, get in the streets and say no, we wouldn't have to resort to arms. But I'm afraid if people don't do that soon, it starts coming door to door, some people are going to stand all by themselves, and they'll lose the battle. But they'll have no choice. As the Prime Minister just read said, I mean, peace will be a sin, and it's coming to that real soon. Let's take a phone call very quickly. Let's go to Georgia and talk to Jim. Jim, come on in. Welcome.
Hey, Pastor, remember me?
I do. I thought maybe you'd retired and moved to Hawaii or something.
Not Hawaii, no. Larry.
What's going on?
Larry Pratt, you know me. Well, you and I have met. I'm back in the early 90s, I was the vice president of Citizens for Safe Government here in Georgia. I don't know if you remember that organization. Yeah,
I'm
Jim. I was Howard Rabb's right-hand man for a while. By the way, Howard, I'm sure he would tell you hi. He actually lives downstairs in my house now. You remember Howard?
Well, super. Regards, yeah.
Let me backtrack a little bit here. Back when Obama got to be president, praise God we didn't get a John McCain or a Mitt Romney in there, because the gun owners would have said, oh, well, he's a Republican, he's one of us. As it turned out, under Obama, the gun owners seemed to stand on their hind legs And if I recall, very little federal legislation was passed under him. Do you see a trend on the national level when an anti-gun anti-gun politicians get in the White House, or even a majority in the Senate or the House, the gun owners stand on their hind legs, whereas if it were the other way around, the Republicans get the majority and the White House, the gun owners sit down and this stuff passes? Do you see a trend there?
Well, it's always been a danger, but I think the Republican base is becoming a little bit more critical of errors that are being made by their Republican elected officials. And while I think what you're talking about is certainly not to be sloughed off, it would be of great concern. But if we don't get a Mitt Romney, we're probably going to be a little bit better off. But even Trump gave us the bump stock ban.
Trump is not a true believer.
And the red flag laws also.
So yeah, Trump was not a true believer.
Well, Trump at least had a gut feeling about certain politicians and certain methods of government, because he had to deal with that in New York City. He just didn't necessarily connect dots. And if I had it in my power, I'd much rather be dealing with him when he goes astray than the current crop of scoundrels that we're having to deal with. But in any case, I think the American gun owner in particular has become much more aware, much more sensitive to violations and infringements of the Second Amendment than 30, 40 years ago, when it was just assumed that the Constitution means what it says and we don't have to worry about anything. Now I think the gun owner is, by and large, much more politically aware, much more moxie, and more willing to fight. And that, I think, is frustrating these poor wannabe tyrants a fair amount, because it's not going to be as easy as it might have been a few decades ago. So we got a long, long, hard road in front of us. But I frankly think that these tyrants, these wannabe tyrants, have awakened the American people, hopefully enough and in time, and we'll see. But at least there's a battle. And it wasn't really, when Gun Owners of America first was on the field some 40 years ago, there was no battle. And so at least we've gone that far.
Well, okay. I've been a member about 35 years.
Well, then, you've been with us for the most of that whole ride, and I appreciate that very much, because we wouldn't be where we are now if it weren't for members of Gun Owners of America. One of the things that we learned pretty early on was that if the power of the grassroots gun owners were unleashed on elected officials, and it was not just somebody from Wyoming writing a letter to the President of the United States who was from some other place, or some senator who was from some other state, or some representative who probably couldn't even find Wyoming on a map, then it started to change things. And the willingness of the gun owner to contact their elected officials at the federal or any other level of government, that, I think, has really made a significant difference in the way things have been going. And so even though they've got Joe Sleepy in there right now, they're not so sure they can pull things off, because they know we're watching, and every time they start to wander a little bit, they start getting lots of emails. And if anybody wonders what is the effect of those emails, a few years ago, one of our guys was up on the Hill, and he was in a member of Congress's office. And the staff there, there were some other folks as well, along with the guy from Gun Owners. in this office, and the congressional aide said, "Oh, you're from Gun Owners of America. Your email are loud." And that's, I think, the single biggest reason why we still have as much of our right to keep and bear arms as we do.
Okay.
Larry,
good
I got to run, but
thanks for your answer,
and you take care of yourself.
Well, thank you for calling. Appreciate
it. Good call.
Okay.
Folks, you want to call, you still have a few minutes, 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. And, you know, the other day, Larry, I was listening to a gentleman speak, and when he said something that was so profound that I think sometimes we forget who our ultimate resource is as far as getting things fixed. And he said this: there are no political answers to spiritual problems. And I thought, wow.
Excellent.
Wow. You can't vote tyrants out. You can't. I'm sorry. The votes don't, if they counted, they wouldn't let us do it. It doesn't work. I think last election proved that. But until our people repent and turn back to God, a nation simply can't be healed. And folks, I'm not saying to make you feel bad. It's just a fact. We are standing for what's right because that's our duty as Christians. To keep and bear arms is our duty as Christians. To keep and bear arms is our duty to Almighty God. To defend ourselves, our families, and our nation, if the nation deserves defense. That's what we're to do. And as long as we keep playing games and ignoring the laws of God and our duties and thinking, well, we got to fight it. And I'm not saying we shouldn't fight it. Believe me, I'll fight it. But we're not going to win it in the courts until we get it right in our hearts. And people realize that we owe allegiance to God. If you don't believe me, read your Bible. Acts chapter 5, verse 29. We should obey God rather than men. When man's laws go contrary to God's laws, we are obligated not to obey those laws. And to do so makes us idolaters. And if you're walking in fear, you're walking in worship of Satan, because God did not give a spirit of fear. Our T-shirts say that, and the folks that's there, right out in the plain sight. If you're walking in fear, you're not walking in Christ. Now, Larry, can I make that any clearer than that?
No, I think that puts it right where it needs to be. It reminds me that after the... maybe the same day that the Constitution had been signed in Philadelphia, a lady asked Benjamin Franklin, "What have you given us, Mr. Franklin?" And he said, "Well, a republic, ma'am, if you can keep it." And so even then, there was awareness that it hadn't been coming easy. It didn't come easy after he said that. Never has been easy to maintain. It's never going to be something that we can enjoy without having been willing to struggle for it, put up a fight for it, and be ever vigilant. Eternal vigilance is the price of liberty. That founding generation had, I would say, almost as its motto. And that better be ours as well today. We better be vigilant, because if we're not watching what these rascals do, they're certainly not any more virtuous than the generation of politicians that gave us the Bill of Rights and the Constitution.
Well, and it's our duty to obey God. We obey God. We would, in line with that, we would preserve liberty for our children. Just that easy, folks. We failed that. You know, I'm going to get a phone call in a minute, but Aristotle said this, sir. I thought this is very powerful. Aristotle said, masculine republics decline into feminine democracies and then into despotism. Pretty powerful, isn't it? Let's go, Daryl in PA. Daryl, come on in. Welcome.
Hi, Pastor Butch and Larry, and I just want to say thanks to both Gun Owners of America. I was a longtime member of that until I had my stroke. I need to renew that membership. But thanks to GOA, thanks to Call to Decision Ministries, and thanks to JPFO, the Jews for the Preservation of Firearms Ownership, for standing up for gun rights and realizing that disarmed populations get eaten up by lions, like the picture, and they can support people like JPFO by getting that Innocence Betrayed. It's a 58-minute video that gets into a lot of these genocides, and in every single case of all these genocides, whether They occurred in Cambodia, China, Nazi Germany. What was the first step? Disarm the population.
That's right.
So I would urge them to check out that 58-minute video, Innocence Betrayed, by JPFO.org. I urge them to get the – I'm looking right at the picture of your latest T-shirt that I got in the mail today, No Fear, with a big lion standing there with a whole bunch of sheep wearing masks surrounding him. And it says on there, 2 Timothy 1:7, for God hath not given us the spirit of fear. It's a beautiful blue T-shirt with a lion again standing by a whole bunch of sheep wearing masks. And it says, no fear. So I would urge them to support Call to Decision Ministries by getting us a beautiful T-shirt. And that can give a message to people that we're to fear. The only people we're to fear is God. We're to have. The Bible says, we are to fear God, but we're not to fear man. So
Amen.
Thank you, Pastor Butch, for having Larry on
one
and
question,
supporting
Darryl.
Big organizations like Gun Owners of America. And thank you, for Pastor Butch. You've always, always been pro-gun. So thank you so much for that. And thank
You're
you
welcome.
Both for all that
all
you
right,
do.
Darryl.
God bless you both.
Thank you so much. And folks, we're going to stop the phone call. We got about 3 minutes left or so, Larry. Very quickly, review some cases that the GOA has helped win.
Well, we were really one of our biggest successes, I would say, was to be part of the Heller decision, which has been kind of the bedrock for many other subsequent decisions. Once the gun ban in the District of Columbia was done away with, the next idol, if you will, to fall was the gun ban in Chicago. And then the lack of ability to get a permit to carry in the District of Columbia went down. And little by little, Heller has proven to be the foundation stone for many, many subsequent Second Amendment victories in the courts, especially, but also in some of the legislatures. And so we've just got a lot of work for us to do, but if I had to just pick that one instance, I would say happily we won so much. It wasn't a total victory with Heller, but it certainly gave us a great start. One of the cases that I was somewhat personally involved with was that of Bob Arwaddy, a gun dealer in Houston, who was
about a minute and a half. Go ahead.
Okay, well, this man was just savagely attacked, put out of business. He wasn't able to sell his existing inventory, which the law permits, to pay off his debts. This man was really, he couldn't have been much more anguished if he'd been in a prison camp. And finally, he emerged victorious. But, wow, it takes guys that are willing to take a beating.
Amen. Larry Pratt, God bless, my friend. Let's keep in touch, okay?
All right. Looking forward to it. Thank you so much for having me.
Talk to you soon. You're welcome. Bye-bye. Very, very welcome. Folks, love you. By the grace of God, we'll see you tomorrow night. Have a wonderful night tonight. And let's stand together. Make a change. Make a statement. Bye-bye. Seeking souls of
fallen men. Melody Cedarstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cedarstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.